which is from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete.
Thanks, mate. I should introduce myself before I pray. My name's Mike, it's not really Luke Lightwalker, and I'm the youth minister for this church. It's good to have you here, particularly if you don't know me all that well. It's great to have you here, guys. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thanks that you are a great God. We thank you for this great chance to read this letter from your Bible this weekend. And we pray that as we read it, you would teach us amazing things about you, about this world, and about ourselves, how we fit into it. And we pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen. One of the things I remember about being a teenager, which I know was a long time ago, was it was a time in my life when I didn't have an awful lot of confidence. It's kind of weird when you're a teenager, isn't it? Like, things are happening, things are changing, and you kind of, in my mind, it was a time of kind of lots of doubts. I didn't have a lot of confidence. I kept kind of thinking, you know, do my friends really like me? You know, do my family really like me? Am I smart enough? Am I good looking enough? Do people like me? Do they think I'm funny? Do they think I'm cool? It's kind of a time when I just didn't feel very confident about life. I don't know if you feel that. And I think you guys have got it a little bit harder than I did, because it seems like the world's in a bit of a mess, isn't it? I mean, we can't really have a great deal of confidence about the world. There's terrorism going on, there's bombing and all this kind of stuff, and you're kind of hard to be confident about what's going on in the world. And then there's other questions that, you know, it's a bit tricky to know, you know, can we be confident in? Like, is there really a God? Like, you know, we kind of think there is, but can we be confident in that? And what's that God like? Can I be confident that that God likes me or likes you? Or can I be confident that I know what to do to please this God? Can I have confidence? Confidence is, I think, the key word for understanding 1 John. And so it's going to be the key word for us this weekend. In fact, I've entitled every talk, Complete Confidence. And the reason why that is because I think that's the message of 1 John, and that's the thing that I want you guys to take away after these 5 talks. Is that I want you to come away from Awesome having complete confidence that you are a Christian, that you know what it means to be a Christian, and that if you died driving home from Awesome, you would go to be with God. Complete confidence. And so you'll see in the 5 talks, you'll see in the title of this talk, Complete Confidence in God. And the next talk tomorrow, if you want to flick over, Complete Confidence in Jesus. I want you to have complete confidence in Jesus. And the next talk, I want you to have complete confidence by loving. When you flip over a couple more pages, I want you to have complete confidence by not loving. That sounds a bit weird. Anyway, and the last talk, I want you to have complete confidence by continuing. Complete confidence. Turn back to the first page where we're at. Complete confidence in God. This week's talks are all about you having complete confidence. So let's start with the first really tough question of life. How do we know there really is a God? How can you be confident that there really is a God? I mean, can we really be confident? Have you ever thought, you know, I hear all this God stuff, but is he really real? And you kind of think, I wish there was a bit more proof. I mean, wouldn't it be good, just imagine this, wouldn't it be good if God walked in that door right now? I mean, that'd be terrific, wouldn't it? Prove without a shadow of a doubt there really is a God. Wouldn't that be terrific if God actually walked into that room right now? Then I could be really confident, couldn't I? Really confident. But the weird thing is, God did walk in a door, and we can be completely confident. See, John's letter begins with this wonderful, it's a bit cryptic, but this wonderful eyewitness account where he says, guess what, guys? God is real, and I can tell you why. I know. It's because I've seen him, I've heard him, I've touched him. He walked in the room. Have a look, first couple of verses. 1 John 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. You see what John's saying? Guys, you can be completely confident that God is real. Why? Because God walked into a door. No, not into a door. God walked through a door, and I saw him, and I touched him, and I heard him, and I went on picnics with him, and I walked around with him, and I went fishing with him. These are the things that John witnessed. And so we can have complete confidence there really is a God, because God became a man and walked in through the door of the world. We can be completely confident. John didn't just dream this stuff up about God. He was an eyewitness, and there was plenty of other eyewitnesses. I mean, it'd be great if God appeared right here, right now, wouldn't it? That'd be fantastic. But he's not going to do it like that now, because he did it like that then. 2,000 years ago, flesh and blood, God came in through the door. And so we can have confidence. God really exists. Now let's just have a little commercial break at this point in time. A little commercial break. Have you ever met anyone famous? Put your hand up, okay? This is a commercial break in the talk. All right, commercial. Here we go, hands up. All right, tell us, who'd you meet and what happened?
Yes. Grace.
Yes. Jesse Metcalf. Never heard of him. No, that's good. No. And what happened? What did you do? Wow. And did you tell anyone afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's beautiful. Okay, cool. Ben? Jason Taylor. How'd that happen? JT. What happened, Ben? Cool. Did you ever tell anyone afterwards that you met Jason Taylor? Right. I suppose you're kind of telling us now, though, aren't you? Yeah, yeah, okay. Who'd you meet? Glenn McGrath. Ooh, ah. Yeah, yeah. What happened? He was probably bored too. He thought, yeah, I have a chat, yeah. Yeah, nice. Meredith? Oh, very nice. And what happened? Tell us what happened. Nice. Ah, man. I love his name. It's cool, isn't it? Furi Furi. Yeah, mad. Oh, wow. Big Ted. Okay, hands down, I'd love to hear some more stories, maybe you can tell me later, okay? See, what happens when you meet someone famous is it's kind of exciting, and normally you tell someone else about it, don't you? You want to kind of share the good news, you know, I met, alright? Now that's exactly what John does. He's excited, he's met God, and so he wants to tell other people about it. See, John is mega excited. Let me read verse 2 again, and a bit of verse 3. See, the life appeared, that's Jesus, that's God. We have seen it and we testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was from the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. See, John met someone famous, God, and he starts telling people. I mean, you'd do it too, wouldn't you? If God walked in that door now, and mum at the end of Awesome, you know, she picks you up and you say, oh, you know, how was Awesome? Oh, it was really good, you know, we played these games and we did Star Wars and God walked in the room and, yeah. Alright? Kind of not really, would you? You'd be pretty excited. You might even ring mum beforehand, wouldn't you? Like, tonight. Oh, guess what happened? Mike was talking and God walked in the room. You'd tell someone. So that's what John's doing. He is excited, and so he wants to tell the people he originally wrote to, he wants to tell us, he wants to tell the whole world that God really exists. You see, if God really does exist, it's worth telling, isn't it? It's big news. It's not just someone famous, it's the most famous person in the whole world. It's God. It's the one who made the whole world. See, John is mega excited. Why is he excited? Why is it so important that God exists? Well, it means that if there is a God, then we can be friends with God, we can be mates with God, we can have fellowship with God. So have a look again at verse 3, okay? We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, fellowship is a kind of a weird Bible word, not quite sure what it means, right? But there was a really helpful movie out a couple of years ago which helps us understand the word fellowship. And it is, not Star Wars, but Lord of the Rings. What was the first Lord of the Rings called? The Fellowship of the Rings. Okay? What's fellowship? Fellowship is kind of like friendship where you work together. It's kind of like friendship where you're working together. That's what the dudes do in the Lord of the Rings, isn't it? There's the nine of them who have all got this one goal in mind, and they're working towards that goal, and working towards that goal brings them together. They have fellowship around the ring. John says to us, God appeared, and if you believe what I say about God, you can have fellowship with me, with us, but more importantly, fellowship with God. Now that's incredible. Let me tell you why that's incredible. The Bible says, guys, that time and time again, we turn our back on God. It says that by nature, we rebel against God. We tell God to get stuffed. But because God appeared, came through the door in the person Jesus, he actually opens another door for us. A door that means we can be friends with God, we can be mates with God, and we can work with God in accomplishing what he wants to accomplish in this world, fellowship. See, we're not naturally friends with God, are we? But because Jesus came, we can have fellowship with God and with each other. That's extraordinary. Because Jesus died for us, it opens a door for us so that we can be friends with God, we can be mates with God, and we can work with God to bring about what he wants to happen in the world. And fellowship with God and fellowship with each other is just unreal. It is totally mind-blowing. It is the best thing on earth. And you see, that's why John writes. Have a look at verse 4. We write this to make our joy complete. John knows we are designed to have relationship with God. We are designed, built, made by God to have fellowship with him. And so the greatest joy in this world is to be mates, friends with God. And so John writes so that this can happen. Complete and utter joy. Have you ever experienced that? Complete and utter joy. There's things that bring me great joy in my life. My wife. She's sitting up the back, I had to say that one. Okay. My kids. Footy. Good food. Great music, relationships, all bring me great joy. But the problem is the joys of this world, no matter how good they are, there's always things that kind of sour them. Either because they don't last, or because things go wrong, things get broken, things go stale. Some joys just do not last. But joy, complete joy, can be lasting if it's with fellowship, because of fellowship with God. Complete joy is what is on the table, offered from God. You see, we are made to be in relationship with God. And if we try and live outside of that, although we might chase other joys, none of them are going to compare with the joy of knowing God. Having God as your mate, your friend, having fellowship with God. This is real joy. If you're feeling like life's not very joyful at the moment, ask yourself, am I in fellowship with God? Am I in touch with God? Am I about the things that God is about? Because John writes, so we can have complete joy. Guys, I want you to come away from Awesome with complete confidence that you are right with God, that if you died on the way home from Awesome on Tuesday, that you would go to be with God. And the first step to have complete confidence is this: know for sure there really is a God. There really is a God. That's the first step. So I want you to use your imaginations just as we finish. Imagine, as you're away this weekend, someone robs your house, trashes your bedroom. Can you imagine that? Imagine that. And there's all these people who kind of come forth in the court case. And one person comes forward before the judge and says, well, actually, I think people are basically good and I don't think anyone would really, you know, rob a house or trash a bedroom. So, yeah, that's what I think what happened. Well, the second witness comes forward. He says, well, you know, who'd want to trash an ugly bedroom like your bedroom anyway? I mean, your house is pathetic. As if anyone would want to rob your house, of course there was no robber. Or a third witness comes through and says, yeah, actually, I saw someone smash a window, climb through, go into your bedroom, steal your favourite thing, and leave. Three different people, three different stories of the same event. Who are you going to believe out of those three? It's pretty obvious, isn't it? You're going to believe the one who is the eyewitness, who saw the thing happened. Now, guys, there are people in this world that say there is no God. In fact, you might even cop a hard time at school from people who say you're an idiot for believing there really is a God. But the fact of the matter is, there is eyewitness accounts. Someone saw God, touched God, heard God, spoke with God, went fishing with God, had a picnic with God. There is eyewitness accounts. You and I can have complete confidence that there is a God. And because of that, we should be mega excited. It's party time. There is great joy because we can be friends with God. Complete confidence in God. Have you got it? Hope you do. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we ask that you would help us to have complete confidence that you are there and that we can be mates with you, that we can have fellowship with you, because you, in the person of Jesus, walked through the door. Father, help us to know this fellowship and to know the joy that comes with knowing you. Please this week continue to give us complete confidence in you so that we know that we can be friends with you forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to go.